Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Take Two Radio Soaps in Review. I'm David, your host for this evening, but I have help. I have three wonderful women who have volunteered their services to help me out, and I'm so happy to have them with me. I have Miss Carolyn. Say hello, Carolyn.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
Tamara.
Hi, David.
How are we doing tonight?
We're doing great. I'm so excited.
Me too. And Miss Lisa, this wouldn't be happening without you. So what do you have to say to everybody? Lisa? Okay, hold on. Lisa, can you hear us? Lisa?
David, can you hear me?
No, I can, yes.
Okay.
We have someone online. It might be him, because it's a number I don't know. So I'm going to see who this is. I'm going to go out in the yellow room first, talk among yourselves for a minute, and
okay.
I'll see who this is.
Yes, as I was saying, this isn't because of me. This is because of Rob. He is a sweetheart, and he agreed to do this. All I did was ask. He made this happen.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, how did you connect?
I went to the meet and greet that was here in Point Pleasant,
where's Saint Pleasant?
Point Pleasant is in New Jersey.
Oh,
he did a meet and greet here last weekend, and I was at the meet and greet, and all I did was ask, and he agreed to do the show, and he was kind enough to get us in touch with who we needed to be in touch with to do this.
Well, thank you very much, and that's great that he is open to suggestions. That's because a lot of the stars aren't. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, aside from our beautiful ladies who are helping me this evening, I'd like to introduce a young man who put women in stitches this spring on General Hospital, Mr. Robert Palmer Watkins. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you so much. That was a very nice introduction. I appreciate that. How is everybody?
We're doing fine, Rob. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. Thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you. Now, are you off? Are you just through taping today?
I actually had the week off this week. It was a dark week, so I go back on Tuesday, actually.
Okay, and we understand that we're not going to take too much of your time. We know you have things to do, and each of us have a question for you, and would you like to get started?
Sounds good. Sure.
Okay, Carolyn, take it away.
Hi, Rob. It's Carolyn Barefoot Lung on Twitter. I've been following
you. Hey, Carolyn.
You.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. My question is, I read you auditioned a few times for General Hospital, and that Mark Teschner, he remembered you?
Yes.
Did you reach out to him for the part of Dylan, or did you audition on your own?
He actually called me in for the part of Dylan. So my manager got me in for a few other roles when I first got out of college. I think I went in for the part of Morgan. It's hard to tell because you never really know what you're going in for because they always have a secret name on the sides. I'm pretty sure I originally went in for Morgan. I wasn't right for that role. And then I went in for another role later on, and I don't even remember if that character ever happened. But finally, I went in, you know, I knew Mark liked me. We had a good rapport, and he always gave me good feedback at my auditions. I wasn't right for the roles that I was going in for. And so finally I took his class. He does like a workshop here in LA. And I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and take that class and just make sure that, you know, he gets to see me act, and I want him to remember me. Because I knew that he, you know, I knew we were getting closer and he liked me and was calling me in for roles, but you know, the right role hadn't come up yet. So I went and I took his class, and we got a little bit closer, and I got his email, and we kept in touch. And finally this role came up, and he told me that he knew that he had to get me in for this role. So I went in and I read, and then 6 or 7 months went by and I didn't hear anything. And finally they called me back in. So I don't know what the holdup was, but sometimes with these roles, they'll think they want to bring a character back, and then something will change in the storyline, or, you know, whatever happens with the writers, and they wait on bringing that character back. So I think that's what happened. So it took about 6 or 7 months, and then they finally said, yeah, bring in the actors that you want to call back for that role. So they called me back in, and I was really excited. And then I waited another 3 months, and they called me back for a callback and then producer session and the screen test. And then, you know, and then it was pretty quick at that point, but it took a good year, with the process of, you know, booking the role of Dylan. So, Mark is really good at remembering actors. He's the one that remembered me, and he called me back into the role.
Well, we're so glad that he remembered you. This is it was worth the wait, correct?
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been amazing. And I can see why he thought of me for the role, because I do think I'm pretty similar to Dylan in real life. I have a lot in common with him, so I'm glad that I was able to, you know, be the recast. Scott Clifton was so good at playing Dylan, and he laid a lot of the groundwork for me, but I'm glad that I could step in and kind of bring him back to life.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Carolyn. That means a lot. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to hand you back to David.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Good talking
to you. Yeah.
Okay, Rob, we have Miss Tamara has a nice question for you, too.
Okay.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Tamara. How you doing?
Hey. Oh, I am so excited. This is just so nice of you. I really, really appreciate it, and I know our listeners do, too. Question is, which General Hospital actor would you like to share scenes with that you haven't yet?
Let's see. Ooh, that's a tough one. I feel really lucky because I feel like because I'm a Quartermain, I've gotten to be in so many different scenes with pretty much everybody. You know, I'm tied into the Quartermain family, and then because they have me working for Crimson, I'm tied into the Nina and Maxi stuff, and then Lulu tied me into the, you know, Dante and the cop scene. So and now with Kiki, I'm kind of being tied into the whole Corinthos thing, too. So I've actually been pretty, because she's dating Morgan, so that ties me into all of those people. But I've been pretty lucky. I mean, the only person I really haven't had scenes with is Maurice Bernard. You know, I would love to have some more scenes with Sonny. I had one scene with him when I first got on, and it was pretty much him just, you know, telling me to back off of Lulu, because that's when I was interested, when Dylan was talking to Lulu and Dante was all upset. And, you know, Sonny came to Kelly's diner and kind of warned me or whatever. But since then, I haven't really had any scenes with him. So I would love to have some more scenes with Sonny, definitely.
Sounds great to me, too. Sounds
yeah, great. I would love Thank that. He's a sweetheart, you know, deep down. He comes off as kind of this tough guy, and he is, you know, and on the show he plays that, but in real life he's really, really a sweetheart, and he is a really good actor, and I know he likes working with younger actors, so I would love to learn from him, too, so that's why I hope that they I don't know. I hope something crosses paths where I get, you know, I get some scenes. I think maybe the Kiki Morgan Dylan love triangle will lead me to some scenes with him, but I'm not positive. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
We're to it.
But good talking to you. Thank you for calling in.
Oh.
You're welcome. Okay, Robert.
Thank you. I'll give you back to David.
Robert, we have Miss Lisa here who has a question for you, and I believe you have met already.
Yes, Lisa?
Yeah, it's me. Hi, David. How are you? Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy you're doing this. This is really sweet of you. Okay,
Thank you. Okay, what's up?
Okay, the first question is, what was your favorite scene to do? Of all your scenes, what was the favorite one or storyline?
My favorite storyline, I really like the scenes I have with my mom and my dad. I think that that's something that the fans appreciate, the relationships. I think that that is what the show keeps the show going. Those relationships that are based on all kinds of family history, you know, any scene that Dylan has with Tracy, I think is a lot of fun because they're both kind of sarcastic with each other and, you know, they annoy each other, but they love each other. And then I really like the relationship with my dad because there isn't really a relationship there. So we're really trying to find that relationship and, you know, I think that that's pretty common in real life. A lot of sons have kind of a power struggle and have issues with their father figure. I know I can relate to that in my life. So I like that, and I like seeing that grow. I like the scenes where we get closer. Obviously, now I don't know what's going to happen because it turns out he's the serial killer. So it doesn't look very promising for Dylan and Paul. But I've really liked working with Richard Berge. It's been really good to work with him. I mean, he's been all over. He was on Desperate Housewives for years, and I've learned a lot from him. But my favorite scene that I've shot would have to be the nurse's ball scene where I performed Stitches with Kiki, because in real life, music is a huge passion of mine. So to bring something to the show that's my own, really felt like I was owning the role of Dylan that day. You know, before I was still kind of feeling like I was the recast and I needed to prove myself, and I still feel that way. Obviously, I got to keep working at it, but that day I feel like I really solidified my place as Dylan. And I just remember being on stage and singing and just looking out in the crowd and seeing, you know, Sonny and Carly and all these actors that have been on the show for so long that I respect and admire, and I've seen them on TV for years. And for me to be up there performing for them and they're clapping for me, just, I don't know, it's just one of those moments in life where you kind of have to pinch yourself, you know? So that was my favorite day of shooting. But I'm really liking the Kiki Dylan storyline. I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes as well.
Okay, and my next question is, as for the script, do you stick strictly to the script, or do you ad-lib a little bit here and there?
We definitely try to stick to the script as much as possible, but because soaps move so fast and we really only get, I mean, we do a rehearsal and then we shoot it, and you usually only get one take to shoot it. I mean, it's rare. Sometimes if you really mess up or if something happens with the camera, they'll go back and do it, you know, a second time. But for the most part, you get one take. So there's no way that with all the dialogue we have, you're going to be word perfect every time. We try to be. That's what we strive for. But as you get to know your character, you kind of know what your character would say and how to improvise a little bit if you mess up. And there's times where I look at a script and I think, I don't know if Dylan would say that, you know? If they have me saying something like, wow, this is really swell. I'm like, I'm not 75. I don't want to say swell. I'm gonna say cool instead. You know what I mean? So I think as I've gotten to know my character, I've given myself a little more leeway as far as making the dialogue my own. But But out of respect for the writers and everything, I do try to stick pretty close to it. And if I have a big issue, you know, luckily we have writers on set that we can go to and we can say, hey, can we change this a little or can we tweak this a little bit? Because I don't know, I'm not sure about this in here or this word in here. And a lot of times they will change it because they realize that we know our characters better than anybody else. Yes, they wrote us originally. They made us up originally, but now we're playing them. So I feel more attached to my character and what he would say than anybody else will. You know what I mean? But for the most part, to answer your question, we try to stick to the script, but occasionally we change little words and we'll improvise a little bit.
Thank you for answering my question. Yes, thank you for answering my question.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on and asking.
Okay. I'm going to send you back to David now.
Okay. I got a home run question for you, Rob.
All right.
You're running into someone who has not seen GH yet, and he's starting to. Why should he tune in? Why should this person tune in to General Hospital daily?
I think that any soaps growing up, I honestly I knew nothing about the soap world until I booked this role, which some people might be upset at me for saying that, but it's the truth. My grandmother watched it, and my aunt watched it, and I knew a few people that watched it, but I just didn't watch. I never watched it. Nobody in my immediate family watched it. But obviously, I watch it now. And as soon as I booked the role, you know, I did a lot of research and I caught up on the storylines and I started watching it. But, you know, I have a whole new level of respect for soaps now that I understand what they are and now that I'm on one. But I think anybody who has a misconception about soaps or thinks that they're a little bit cheesy or, you know, the storylines are a little far-fetched, I think if they watch any other show, Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad or Sons of Anarchy or any other show that's out right now, they would realize it's all soaps. It's all the same shit. Relationships, cheating on people, killing people, backstabbing people. It's just different formats. You know what I mean? A soap, people have a misconception about soaps because they're played every day of the week. And it's the way that they cut the scenes. It's one big scene that they cut up into six different parts, and they go back and forth between the different scenes every day. That format, and you realize, oh, it's the same thing as any other type of show. It's just a different format. And once you get past that, and you get over the fact that it's a soap you're watching, the storylines are really good. Really good. I mean, I have a whole new level of respect for the actors on soaps, and I'm not just saying that because I'm one of them. I'm saying that because I've learned so much from these actors on the show. So I would say to anybody that hasn't given soaps a chance or hasn't ever tuned into one, I'd say give it and really let yourself because the story is just as good as the other show on Netflix or on any other channel. And also keep it fresh and reinvent the show all the time, and that's why it's lasted 53 years. I mean, you know, I'm a new character, and I speak for myself when I say this. All kinds of ways to make it fun and make it fresh and enticing for new viewers. You know, me singing Stitches, which is a current hit pop song on the radio. You know, for me to sing that on a soap, nobody would expect that to be. It's actually funny. Some of my step siblings watched that scene and they don't really keep up with it, but they watched it on YouTube and they were like, "Wow, I wasn't expecting that to be on a soap opera." Well, yeah, you should give it a chance. You know, so I'm happy with the producer and everybody we have on the show, all the new actors that are coming on. I think they are finding ways, and I think the GH is going to last. As long as the fans will have us, and hopefully new fans will tune in. So I hope that answers your question. I know I blabbed for a little too long, probably.
No, that was great. Thank you very much.
Of course.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Before I go, I'm going to before we let you go, I'm going to turn you back over to Lisa. And
okay.
Lisa has some questions. So you take it, Lisa. It's yours.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Hey.
I just wanted
I'm
to
great.
Give you the opportunity to promote anything you have coming up, any websites, any Facebook page, Twitter page, whatever you need to promote.
Oh, thank you so much. Is Robert P. Watkins. My Instagram is Robert Palmer Watkins. I just opened my Facebook fan page, which is exciting because I've never had a Facebook. Got verified with the little blue check, so I feel super official now. And other than that, those are pretty much the main ones. I'm working on a website, but that hasn't been put up yet. But if you follow all the other three, then you'll know when that comes out, because I'm going to post it all over, you know, all of those as well. So and then as far as upcoming events go, I'm the next GH event that I'm going to be a part of is the one in Cleveland, Ohio, and that's with coastalentertainment.com. if you go to that website, you'll see all of the upcoming General Hospital events. And myself, I'm going to be there. Laura Wright's going to be there. Tyler Christopher, Donnell Turner, a bunch of us are going to be there. So definitely try to get tickets to that if you're going to be in that area. And then there's more to come. We'll be in Florida soon. We'll be in North Carolina soon. We're going to...
Oh, we're in Florida.
Orlando, actually.
Orlando.
In February.
Yeah. I'm in St. Pete.
Follow me on my Instagram and my Twitter and my Facebook or any one of those three. I'm going to be posting, and I'll keep everybody updated on those upcoming events. But, yeah, that's pretty much it for right now.
Where can we find your music? Where can we find your music?
Music is usually – I post it on my Instagram, any info about my music. So if you follow Robert Palmer Watkins, anytime I release anything, I'll post it on my Instagram.
On your Instagram.
Yeah, I post it on my Instagram, and usually I'll give a link to direct you to wherever, you know, you can watch the full video. It's actually usually on YouTube, at my YouTube page.
Okay, so you're on YouTube as well. Okay.
Yeah, we have a YouTube page. Yeah, well, it's a YouTube page called Funk It Friday. Funk, like funky, but Funk It Friday.
It
just kind of started as that, because every Friday we would post a song or a cover on Instagram, and then finally, you know, we released those music videos, and people said, wow, these are great, you need to put these on YouTube and start a page. So finally we started that YouTube page, Funk It Friday, and now it's just kind of taken off. And I haven't released any new stuff in the past few months, but I am planning on releasing some stuff soon, so definitely. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's, you know, supported my music stuff, because it's been awesome how the fan base for General Hospital is like, you guys are the best. You really are.
Thank you.
No, it's true, though. So supportive of everything I've been working on, so thank you for that.
We're going to be fans for life. I can promise that.
Yep.
We're going to let you go now.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
well,
thank you
really
so much for this.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yes,
good
thank
to you guys.
Very much. And we
Absolutely.
Hope to have you back soon.
Yes, sir. And thank you, Lisa. I'll talk to y'all soon, okay?
Okay, great.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye.
Happy tweeting.
yes. Have a good one. See you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Wasn't that great?
It was good. It went really well. Yep.
That came off pretty well. Okay, are we ready?
We're ready.
Hold on a minute, and we're going to bring on Rose. Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, guys.
Is it Rose?
Hi, David. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, Rose.
Hey,
hello,
I'm up.
Martha.
I'm not sleeping yet, almost.
Hello, my sweet friend.
Hey, that was exciting. What a nice guy.
He's a sweetheart, a very nice guy.
So you met him at Uncle Vinny's, huh?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Rose,
so who are you
going to
try and get next time?
I don't know.
I have no idea, but I was just very thrilled that he agreed to do it. He's a very nice guy. He's very sweet.
Yeah. And this is the first time I was able to stay up to listen to it. So you guys do this twice a month?
We do it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do it on the average twice a month, second and last Thursdays of the month.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll be there next time, too. Hopefully I'll be there Sunday. I don't know, Lisa. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can swing that one yet or not. I'll let you know, though.
Okay. Hi, Tamara. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Rose. It's so wonderful to hear your voice. You're such a sweetie pie.
Well, thank you. I wanted to hear what somebody from Ohio sounds like, because Lisa and I have that New Jersey accent.
Well, my husband says I have a radio voice, that when I get on the radio, I lose my southern drawl.
You don't sound too southern either. You don't.
Yeah. Well, he says I lose it when I get on the radio. He says, you put on your radio voice. Like, oh, okay.
That's cute. And where's David from?
David's from New York, upstate.
Oh, okay. My son went to school over there, SUNY Albany.
Oh, really?
Yes, meteorology.
How about that? That's nice to know.
Yes.
Do you have a question
for
us?
Yes. No, I just wanted to say hi to my girls.
Well, that's
they
very
know
nice
that
of
I,
you to call.
To the group, but most of the time I sleep, so I was up and I wanted just to say hello and that I was cheering them on, and you know, it was exciting.
Thank you for listening, Rose.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
See you guys in the group tomorrow. Have
absolutely.
A good night.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Good night.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I think we have. Oh no, that one wants to listen. All right. Shall we go on? Let's start with Bold and the Beautiful. And let's start with a Selfish Steffi Forrester. Take it, Tamara.
Oh, gosh. Where do we begin with Steffi? She is very selfish. And she doesn't want Liam, but I have a feeling that she doesn't want Ivy to have him either.
No, I don't think so. She seems very territorial.
Yes, she does. And I really don't like the fact that Ivy wants to change who she is so that Liam will be in love with her, you know, and forget Steffi. You know, I love her her accent, if that's the word I want to use. You know, she's trying to get rid of her Aussie sound. And I think that's part of who she is. I don't think that she should do that. Girls, don't do that for the guys. Don't change who you are.
That's something. I know. She's she thinks she's ruling the roost. She doesn't want her by her. She doesn't want Quinn with her grandfather. She doesn't want Quinn with Liam. She just doesn't want Quinn.
She did, exactly.
But she's keeping Wyatt hostage, and that's what my thing. She's holding Wyatt hostage in the meantime.
Yes,
she's
she is. I agree.
She is psychologically doing the same thing that Quinn did to Liam.
I agree. Very good analogy. Very good. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I don't like, I know, she's becoming so much like her grandmother. And I love Steffi, but, you know, Steffi was territorial too.
Yes.
So, and I think most of the girls are, I think, Steffi's territorial. Quinn is territorial. I sense a theme.
Okay.
do sense a theme.
But I don't know. So there has to be a break in there someplace.
You know, and Quinn going up against Ridge.
Yeah.
I don't know that Ridge is actually prepared for what Quinn can do.
I don't think he's in her league either. Quinn plays dirty. Ridge can play dirty, but I don't know if he's capable of going as dirty as she is.
Right.
Okay, so the new hot item that seems to be heating up, and I think I like it because it's fresh. I like Thomas and Sasha.
I do too.
I think it's new, it's brave, and it's going to set the stage for when Carolyn comes back. I don't know if they're Carolyn and Thomas are really in love. I think he thinks he loves her, but she's not there now, so what is it? What is that song?
Can't be with the love, love the one you're with? No, not that song.
Yes, that's the one. Thank you.
Is that the one?
that's the one. So there's not, other than that, there's not much going on in B&B. Other than they just want to take Quinn down. Thomas and Steffi are warming up. Everything else seems to be on the back burner for now. So,
what did you think about the engagement ring? I'm sorry.
The one that Bill gave Brooke?
Yes, the sword engagement ring.
Okay. He's so out of... well, I don't know. He's so over the top. He is so over the top.
Yes. I was surprised that she was so enthused about ring, you know, because, I don't know, I just associate Quinn with that sword more than I do anyone, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
It's a different design, that's for sure. So.
Different design. And at least she got the shares for that engagement.
Yes.
She's getting more than she bargained for. At least he agreed to do that.
Yes.
I mean, I would have rather have him turn it over in Katie's divorce. Make it part of the divorce settlement, but it wasn't happening.
It wasn't going to happen. And I don't know. Who is Katie going to be with? You think Katie and Ridge have a future?
Katie and who?
Ridge.
Katie and Ridge?
Yes.
You never know. I would like to see that happen again.
Yeah,
but
I would
then
too.
But Katie, I don't know, is thinking about, I don't know, wanted to try and get Ridge back with Brooke. But I don't know. I think Katie needs to be happy again. Maybe she needs to be on her own for a while. And maybe someone new.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Okay, just to interrupt in the middle, it says if there is any callers out there, you please feel free to call in now. It's 1-718-506-1540, and press 1 to come on the air. Thank you very much. Should we go on to Young and the Restless?
I have the letter here that Justin Hartley wrote to his fans.
Yes. Please read that aloud.
Okay. To the wonderful fans of Young and Restless, after many weeks of having to keep quiet in order not to spill storylines for all of you, the time has finally come that I'm able to write you this letter. Though I'm saying goodbye to Young and Restless, this is not a goodbye letter. I thought it was more important to write a thank you note. Each and every one of you helped me make my time on the show enjoyable. I always loved hearing how excited all of you were for certain characters, how disgusted you were with others, at times even mine, or how we were able to help you escape from a hectic day. You are some of the most loyal and dedicated fans I've ever encountered. You are truly the heart of the show. It simply does not work without you. I wanted to say thank you for that. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for letting me entertain you. Thanks for entertaining me, and thank you. Although I'm leaving the show, you haven't gotten rid of me. Ha ha. I'm beyond thrilled and proud of my new series, This Is Us. We have a sensational cast and crew, wonderful writing, and I would be honored to have you all tune in and watch. And then he had a preview posted also with that, his show that's premiering September 20th on NBC, This Is Us. And he finishes with, I'll see you beauties in a couple weeks, Justin.
No, I got to tell you, that's a class act.
It is.
I agree.
That was. Did you happen to see that, Lisa?
I didn't see it, and the first time I heard anything about it was when Tim just read it, and it was very, very. You can't get a workplace than that.
Yep. He really made an impression on his for 2 years playing Adam. At least in my perspective, I'm sure Tam, you too.
Yes.
Yeah, and he brought a new depth to the role. He made us care. He helped make us care about him. When the character itself was basically a vile criminal type and vicious, all you would see is fighting. He came in with a new lease on life, new lease on the character, and lightened him up and made us care for him. And root for him. We even rooted for his predecessor, but because he was good in it. But I don't think. But he was just good. Well, I'm still crying about it. What did you think of the funeral?
I cried. Tam? I thought it was done very well. I didn't understand why nobody was suspicious of Chloe being there, but then again, that is Chelsea's friend. So they were probably thinking, you know, bygones, if Chelsea's made peace, then we should make peace. So maybe that's what they were thinking.
Yeah, I think so too. And no one's anyone the wiser except the viewer.
Right. I thought, and I really thought, oh, my gosh, is Victor had me going there for a minute because I thought he was going to confess.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But Jack stopped him?
Yes.
I have to say, the entire storyline from the prison down to this, I mean, I don't think there was a dry eye in any house. Whoever was watching, I mean.
Right.
One of my favorite scenes that first got me crying is when Chelsea first brought Connor to the jail.
and he just lit up like a Christmas tree. I mean, Justin didn't have to do anything. Just smile at him.
Right.
And that just said everything. That cute little Connor.
He is a cute little guy. He is so cute.
Yeah. And the other one, I absolutely appreciate the fact that Nicholas had come to terms and is standing up for him, standing
yes.
up for Adam. Hey, we have a call. Look at this.
Oh, great.
Are we ready? Let's take a call while we're at it. Well, good evening. This is Take Two Radio Soaps in Review. Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, David. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Tamara. Hi, Carolyn.
Hey,
how is everyone?
Mom.
We're doing good.
Did I just link up with you today? Christine, did I just link up with you today on Twitter?
Yes, that was me.
Oh, okay. Hello, I said call in.
I was trying to call before, but, you know, Robert was on, which was very nice, and, you know.
Yes.
That was great. But since we're talking about Y&R.
Yeah, and we're all crying.
Crying.
Yeah, we're all crying.
I know.
Did you hear? Well, Tamara read Justin's letter aloud.
Yes, and I saw that online, and I had a feeling he wasn't going to do Y&R anymore, and it's sad. I loved Adam. I think Adam is a great character, but I can't see him being gone. He's coming back somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Somehow, some way.
Yes. And I think his letter was very heartfelt to the fans, to tell you the truth. You can tell he doesn't want to let his fans down, but he appreciates his fans too at the same time.
Yes, he does. He really does. Yes. Now, what part got you crying the most out of all of this?
Well, where do we start? When Chelsea and him say that last goodbye, I want to
yeah.
wring Chloe's
yeah.
neck, honestly.
And then
I think what really hit is like, oh, I don't know if you guys saw that episode, because remember, I'm in Canada. So the episode
you're
where Connor, we are. Oh, can I say it or no?
You can say it. You can say your
okay.
day ahead.
So when Connor was standing in front of his father's picture
oh,
and
God.
Just looking at it, that grabbed me. I also think what Nick said, I think how Nick is standing up for his brother and showing, and he has regret. He has regret. And his biggest regret is that he wasn't there for his brother when he should have been. And he owns his mistakes with his brother, too. That's,
he owns it.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He admits, I did not have a good relationship with my brother. He said that. And unfortunately, Chelsea, though, I actually want to comment. I don't know who, I'm not sure who wrote that for her. I didn't look at the writer who was writing for that. But I'm telling you, I think what a way, she didn't speak to everybody. She spoke to her son. I'm going to
yeah.
tell you a story. And
okay,
she goes, and she definitely just keeps talking to Connor, and she's making eye contact and looking at him. And I thought that part, and Victor's almost so-called confession almost came out, but he didn't. So I think Chelsea's part, when she speaks to her son, and I love how she just said, I'm going to tell you a story. That was just like, wow. I like that part. I thought that was really nice, how she just spoke to her son like nobody else was in the room.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You liked it, or?
I liked it.
Did you think you liked it?
And they had a really good picture of Adam Justin up there too. It was like classic book. I'm gonna miss him. I am. I'm looking forward to his new show and all. But I think he really owned the part of Adam. He did. He was a recast, and he had big shoes to fill on top of that.
Yeah, he did.
Well. He did. So, I don't know.
And the thing is, you hear so many comments about, no, I like this one better than that one. And my thing is, you really can't, it's like comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah.
You can't say one is better than the other because they can only do what material is given with them.
That's true.
And if Adam wasn't played like he was, that's not Justin's fault.
No, but I think he stepped into that role after.
He stepped into
Yeah, Michael Mahoney, like, that was a big role that was just gone. And I like him. I'm not going to lie here. So, I forget the other guy's name who played Adam before. I cannot remember.
Before Michael?
Yeah,
Chris.
What was his name? Chris
Engen.
That's it. He did a good job, too. But, I mean, that's 3 recast in there already. Or no, Chris originated the role, I guess, right?
Chris originated adult Adam,
Yeah, so I have to say, I think, maybe I shouldn't. Multiple choice, but if I had to choose, I think Justin did a fantastic job of playing Adam. So I have a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
If they were to recast Adam, I have somebody in mind already.
I do too.
Okay.
I do too.
I think David, Tamara, and me are all on the same page here. Who would you guys
I
pick?
I have one. I don't know if it. You have the one I'm thinking of, but I think.
Okay, I'll give
do
you
it,
initials.
But you want my initials for me?
Yes.
DB.
Oh, who are you thinking of?
Dylan Bruce.
Oh.
Wow.
You know who he is, right?
Uh-huh. Wow, I didn't think of that.
He's doing Orphan Black right now.
Oh, that's...
And he used
Dang
to
it.
Be... Yeah. He used to be... he played one of the Christopher Hughes's on As the World Turns.
Oh, my goodness.
Before it went off the air.
Yeah. Okay. So, Tamara and I had a chat once about this.
Yes.
We think Nick Stable.
I saw that.
Could fill the
role
just
like
that.
Yes, we were talking about it.
We want him at GH, though.
I know.
Yeah.
I would take him either way, honestly. Either way. Either way, because he's such a good, like, I'm going to be honest, he's another one. Played the role of Nicholas perfectly. Made us like
Absolutely.
Nicholas. That's insane. Like, we hate, we dislike Nicholas.
Yeah.
My children are downstairs. I don't want to hear me saying that. So we disliked him. And then all of a sudden he steps into this role. And everyone's loving on Nicholas again. So I think he would be great. And I totally forgot. He did Passions at one point.
Yes, he filled in for Justin when he and Isabella went on maternity leave. I mean, when he and Lindsay went on family leave when she was pregnant with Isabella.
Yes.
That's when Nick took over and played Fox Green.
Yes. Fox Green.
Yeah.
It's like Passions is so far gone.
Essence was that long ago, yeah. 8 years? Well, that's when it ended, right? Let me see.
Yeah, I actually,
think.
When you had mentioned that, I had more. I went on YouTube, I searched it, and then I watched it. And then I was just like, oh. And I watched Passions from the beginning, too.
He was a lot younger then.
Yes. There is a big difference. With all,
I think
every,
there's an
age
difference. I think there's an age. I think he's a lot older than Justin.
Oh, I think so, too, yes. I never looked up his...
If he were younger than Joshua, then I would say so. Because Joshua's 42. And, see, Justin's 39. I think Nick could do it. I wish he was just younger.
Yeah, because he would be like...
You have to look the part.
How old was Michael Mahoney when he played?
He's 2 years younger than Josh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
2.5, like that, yeah.
I want to know when Chloe's going to get caught. I want to know when her world is going to fall apart around her.
Oh, I hope soon. But then that would spoil it for everybody else, wouldn't it?
I know. But
she's awful, isn't she?
I want to wring her. She's so vile. Oh, I used to love her. And now I just despise her for what she did to Adam completely. She took her best friend's love of her life away. For the life of me, I don't know about you guys, how the hell does she live under the same roof? Knowing what she did. I can't, that makes me mad.
Oh, shoot. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Naughty cat. Can everyone still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I got to get back in the studio so I can see calls.
So one more question. Do you think we are going to get a Nick and Chelsea hookup?
Oh, I don't know. I go back and forth with it.
I don't want it to happen. I think it would be great. I think they could have a love story, but I think after the way that she just loved Adam,
I don't want to see that yet.
Not.
I think anyone can compare, right?
Yeah.
Maybe if they take their time, but this is what I would like to see happen, and I hope, because I love how Nick and Adam were mending their fences.
Yes.
When he said, look after my kids.
Yes.
Look after Connor for me. Be there for him. I'd like to see that continue more. I would like to see Nicholas help Adam when he returns, be in his corner more. I would like to see more of that.
Yeah.
Than the turmoil. I want to see more of those because I got to say, the bitterness and Nicholas said it himself is basically getting old.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like to mend the fences and let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how he stood up for him and he says, I'm very proud that... have him as, I'm very proud to call this man my brother.
Yes.
That just says it all.
I agree. I liked how, I would have actually liked to see that a little bit more before Adam died, but unfortunately it didn't play out that. It would have been nicer to see a little bit more. But it's a good, and I agree. I would like to see that build up of Nick stepping in that role and helping to raise Connor.
Right, and helping, and helping Adam come back.
Yes. If he comes back. I hope he comes back.
Oh, Chloe's probably got him stashed someplace.
I hope Victor figures out what she's done.
I hope someone figures it out.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call in, say hello. Of course, I love the show. I love hearing everybody chit-chat about everything. I have to go. It's time to get homework completed and back-to-school routine.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in,
and I hope you call back again.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
You too.
Take care, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Chris.
Yes,
bye. Okay. What else do you like about it? Okay, we covered Adam. We covered the funeral. We covered, oh, no, we didn't. Hold on. Did you see the ring? Tam?
The ring? No, what ring? Did I see
it? You didn't see it? You didn't see today's episode yet?
I did see today's episode, but why am I drawing a blank on the ring?
At the very end, there's a person holding, with black gloves, holding Adam's wedding ring and putting it in a drawer.
That's what that was. I couldn't figure out what that was. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
And I don't think, okay, but this is my guess. I don't think that's him. I don't think it was him. No. Listen to why I think so. His fingerprints, well, when you wear gloves, you don't want to put fingerprints on, am I right?
Right.
Okay. So chances are, if that was Adam, his fingerprints are already going to be on there because it was his ring. Right?
Right. Right.
So there would be no need for him to wear gloves. I think it's somebody else. I think it's someone who's working with Chloe.
Ooh, well, we know it's not Victor.
Nope, I can't think of Victor.
Although Victor, yeah.
Might be someone new that has not come on yet.
Ah, wow, yeah, that's true. Could be a new love interest for Chelsea. And
yeah, they said something about that Dean character. That Dean character is making a buzz around, is making the buzz around the internet. People think that Dean is actually Adam because of the description.
Oh.
And the other people think that it's Jill's grandson, Chance. But who knows, it could be just someone, I don't know, but I don't know if this would be related to that, but I think the black gloves could be someone working with Chloe, or it could actually be Chloe. I have to rule out Adam. I don't really think it's him. But if Chris were here, she would tell you what happened on the day ahead. And I'll give you a hint for tomorrow. Dylan is asking Stitch to do another DNA sample. He says the first one probably went too quickly, and it's because Dylan doesn't think Adam died.
Oh.
Well, I don't think Adam's
married. No, I don't think so. But he wants Stitch to help off the record. So he's got to do it, you know. He can't do it. He wants it on the QT.
Right.
So that's it. So you missed the hands? You missed those gloves
today?
No, I did see that.
I just didn't realize what that was. I kept looking at the screen trying to figure out what that was. And then, so that's Adam's wedding ring going in that drawer. Okay, so now the image that I had, it's all clear now.
It sounds good. Anything else with Y&R that we want to cover? I think Adam has just about ate up all the stories. Why don't we cover Neil and his mother? I think that was a beautiful end.
Oh, my
gosh. That was a beautiful end to Neil's story in particular of why he resented Hillary so much. That's where that comes from. Just when you have a like, that's where it comes from, because that's what he thought his mother did, the same to his father, and only because that's what he was told. She put it, says, maybe because it's easier to explain to a child that she was just a mean old, she was mean and didn't want you anymore, and it was easier for his father to say it that way than to explain what her problem was.
Right.
And
I
thought he did beautifully.
I didn't mean to walk on your words there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. No. And I thought it was just beautifully written and well played out. It was just...
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think Christoph should submit. That scene just took it all away. And, you know, you don't have to have a long storyline, I don't think. I mean, it could be like a fragment of the story that you can end. That they can enter, and that alone was stand out. I did wish that she could have met the rest of the family.
Me too. I was hoping that that's where they were going. I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah. But I guess this is all part of Neil's closure. And helping him understand himself and his family better. What do you think? Oh, wait. We have a call?
Oh,
are you
great.
Ready to take another call, guys? Let's see who we got.
Hello?
Good evening. You're on Take Two Radio Soaps and Review. You have David, Carolyn, Tamara,
that's
and
my
Lisa.
Name, actually. Hello?
Hello? Yes, who am I speaking to?
My name is Tamara.
Oh, hi. Wow. How are you?
Hi.
Beautiful name.
I know, thank you. Did you already have Robert on?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We only had him for 15 minutes.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, we didn't have very long, but he was very grateful to come on with us and talk with us. We didn't have permission for him to take calls from others because we had to do, and this is coming from his representatives, but maybe someday we can get him back and maybe we can do that.
Did he take calls or?
No, we didn't
no,
take
we
calls.
No, we weren't able to.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I talked to him twice on Carly's Blog Talk show.
He's a very nice man, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he is. He's, like, such a good friend of mine. He's a Facebook friend and whatever, so I've known him for, like, almost a year now.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah, so I was hoping to talk to him again.
I'm sorry.
Well, you never
arrange that.
David, tell her that
we might be able to arrange that. You never know.
Okay, cool.
When will this recording be on, David?
You'll be able to hear the interview.
You'll be able to hear the interview. I'm going to say tune in tomorrow. You probably couldn't find it tomorrow. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. I know, I hate to break hearts. She seemed very nice. Yep, we were. Okay, shall we go on? Shall we go on the days?
Sounds
ready for
good.
Days of Our Lives? Okay. The prison break is upon us. Take it, Carolyn.
Well, what do we want to talk about? It was very fast moving today.
I didn't get to see it yet, but... Did they meet Xander yet today?
No. Did anyone else watch?
I watched.
Did you find
okay.
them?
Did you
moving? They were all over the place today.
David, did you ask if they met Xander?
If they met Xander, if Clyde. And Orpheus met Xander yet?
I thought they did today, but maybe that was a preview I saw.
Yeah, I saw in the preview, but I didn't see it today, so I'm wondering if they met, if Clyde introduced them today.
No, I didn't see that. They're just plotting. They're still plotting.
I was nervous that Clyde asked Marlena for help on getting a new prison site. Did you guys see that?
No.
You didn't see that?
No. And Eva's in town for the wedding.
Eva's in town for the wedding.
Yeah, it's nice to see her back.
We thought. Remember what we did think? Why she was coming back? We thought maybe Eve was coming back because we thought maybe Teresa would be dying.
Oh, okay.
We knew Jen was leaving.
Yeah.
But no, she is coming back for the wedding. How about that? That's a pleasant surprise. And what's the other one? Okay.
Yes, I've had storms down here in Florida, so a lot of shows I missed. Does anyone know who kidnapped the baby? Kate?
Yes, Kate.
So Kate did, okay.
Kate framed Victor. And made
okay,
it look like Deimos was framing Victor, hoping that those two would destroy each other.
Well, they voted Kate out because I think Victor or Deimos has a video of her... passing along the drugs.
Yeah.
So they showed that today.
It's the one, and that's where they left off yesterday, where they were more or less cornering her. So I think that's how it started today, because they found, they know that it was Kate that set them both up.
And they have the proof.
They have the proof, but nothing is what it seems, you know. You know she's going to get out of this.
But she always does.
Yeah. And do you know what I do enjoy that's back? I like seeing Laura back. Jennifer's mother. And I remember long ago she had it was Kate that had an affair with Bill, Laura's husband, that made Lucas, so.
Oh, okay. That goes back a while.
Yeah, so they were, Laura and Kate were sniping at each other right in front of Chad. So we know Chad doesn't really understand what's going on because he's young, but he doesn't understand that Laura's got a very long history with Kate. And I like what she said, that Shady Hills misdiagnosed Abigail.
Oh.
She has post. Yeah, she's got. They found out that she has post-traumatic stress disorder, and she would have come back. She didn't run away. She would have come back. It's just Shady Hills doesn't know how to treat it.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So Shady Hills is what it is. Shady. So what else can I keep you up on? See, I didn't see it today, so I'll probably see it after the show. So
well, they rushed Kayla to the hospital.
Yeah. They rushed her to the hospital?
Yeah, she's in the hospital.
Okay. Now what happened? Was that from what happened with Ava?
Yeah, because she's got the problem with her headache.
Is that repercussions of what happened?
Yeah. And I'm wondering if that will bring the family back together. Steve was very upset. Joey was very upset.
I'd like to see Stephanie come back.
Why?
Because it would make the family, you know, whole.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to see the whole family together. I mean, why leave her out?
Well, and when there's a crisis like this, that maybe that will happen.
I hope so. And
is everyone happy that Clyde's back? I always thought he's a rat.
He's back. He knows how to bulldoze a scene. He's what you call a scene stealer.
So he's he's planning an escape.
Yeah, a jailbreak. The jailbreak is supposed to happen soon. It's him, Orpheus, and Xander all come in, and Xander goes after Teresa, because she's the one who put him in jail.
Right.
Clyde goes after Kate. And I think he goes after Aiden, too.
Now, where's Ben?
Ben, I don't know. Isn't Ben, Ben's dead.
Is he?
Yeah, that Abby killed him.
Okay. I missed that. He's still on social media quite a bit.
Yeah, he is.
Hopefully he gets another job somewhere. He's a good actor.
Yeah, he is. And let me see what else we got coming up.
You think something's going to happen at the wedding with Teresa?
Yep.
Most certainly do.
Orpheus takes Eve hostage.
Oh, that's what the plan
is. Yeah, Eve is there. And everyone's at the wedding, so that's when it happens. They're all come.
When everybody's together.
They're all together, yeah. It's Xander wants Teresa. Clyde wants
Kate
and Aiden. And Orpheus wants Marlena and Steve. Boy, how long? I can't remember. I remember watching all that long ago. Carolyn, have you been watching all that long ago too?
Yeah.
How about you, Tam? How far back?
Well, I'm only like three and a half, four years back. So I'm not. I remember, though, from when years ago when my mom and my mom's best friend watched it.
So you guys remember Orpheus?
I don't.
Carolyn, you do not.
No. I think I started watching it when Jack, he died. He got caught in the elevator. I think that's about 3 years ago. That's when I started watching.
That's when you started watching?
Yeah,
so you haven't been as far back as I have?
No, I used to watch it years ago, and then I lost track, and now I'm back on.
You're coming back.
Yep.
So what are you guys looking forward to on the new regime? Since the new writing started on the 6th. That's when it started. So, yeah, the new head writer, well, Dina Higley's back with Ryan Kwan. Their writing has started. We're seeing their stuff now, and it started on September the 6th, the new stuff. What are you looking forward to most? Or what would you like to see?
I'm not looking forward to a hostage show. Hostage taking.
Well,
Liz, what do you think?
I know. Liz isn't here.
Oh, is she gone?
No, Liz was never here.
Oh, okay.
It's just
Lisa.
Lisa.
Well, I don't watch.
Oh, you don't. Okay, you don't watch. So it's just David and I.
And Tam.
Well, what direction do you want them to take, David?
Well, I would like them to get out of the dark cloud.
Yeah.
And and sprinkle a little happy drama in there. And I would like to think that Brady and Teresa's wedding is part of that happy cloud. I think that's the good stuff.
Yeah.
I think the fact that they're getting married and want to make a home for Tate, I think that's part of a happy cloud.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yep.
It seems to be Dave seems to be the doom and gloom soap.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know how many times they can switch writers back and forth like that, but.
Well, they're still hanging on, so we're giving us something
still hanging
to talk
in there.
About.
Yep. Yep. Gives us something to talk about.
Yep.
So what would? Okay, I can tell you one thing I read. I don't know if it's true or not, but I read that they're going to bring on Ava and Steve's son.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, the fans love the Steve and Kayla, and they love that storyline. So that sounds right. Keep that going.
Yep. Rumor has it, and I know, and this is not verified anything. I just pick it up. They said that he's coming on and he wants to find out why his mother was murdered. And I guess we were told earlier that he did not survive.
Right.
But, you know, anything can happen on a soap opera.
Right. Well, some of the storylines are quite, I don't know, they're convoluted, and I don't know how they come up with them, but can be somewhat entertaining.
Yeah. It is.
So is the wedding tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I think it's next week.
Okay.
I think it's next week. And I'm wondering if Charles, Shauna C., and Patsy Pease will be here for the wedding. Because we know they were coming.
Well, it's a good storyline to get people together. And, like, when Eve came, Teresa was so surprised.
It's nice. All right, now we got Chloe's got a bun in the oven.
Right.
And Philip wants to pretend he's the father.
Yes.
And Tim, do you think this is going to work?
Philip is the father? No.
Yeah, he wants to. He wants to claim he's the father. He already told Kate that he's the father. He told Belle. But Philip knows he's not, but he wants to claim it.
Right.
Because he knows who is.
Right, he's trying to protect Chloe.
Yeah.
But I see disaster coming.
This reminds me of the storyline with Nicole, Daniel, Brady. Does everybody remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm missing Summer. That was sad to have her there just for that.
Yeah.
Because we thought Summer was sort of responsible for it.
Right.
For the kidnapping. Right. And we're losing John Paul eventually. He's been let go. You know how long they tape in advance, so.
Yeah.
Probably by the end of the year.
Mm.
I'd say by Thanksgiving time.
Mm. Now, is that his choice or theirs?
No. Was not.
Oh, okay.
From what I read. I personally like him in the role. Then again, I like him, period. I enjoy watching him because I enjoyed him on One Life to Live. I enjoyed him there, and I figured I like to see him back on television more regularly. But they want to try and get Jay Johnson back in the role, and I think there's a rumor he didn't take it, but they're going to see if they can offer him more to see if he'll take the role on. But I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I like Jay too. See, those are the only two Phillips I remember. I only remember Jay.
Yeah.
I know Liz remembered the first one. I can vaguely remember Kyle Brandt. I remember that's the name she used. But so what it is that Nadia is really pregnant.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, that's why she's leaving and then coming back later. That's how they planned it. When she first got the role, when she first knew that she was going to play Chloe again, I guess soon after she started, she found out she was pregnant.
Ooh.
And then they had to do something. So they had to... They have to write her out and then write her back in later after. So I guess both her and Philip will be gone around Christmas time together, and then she'll be back at a later time. I know they wanted Nadia for the long haul, so they'll probably redirect... refocus when she comes back from her family leave. If
well,
she hasn't already.
Something's working because the fans love her, and they love Clyde.
Yeah. Chloe is a very likable subject. She's controversial.
Yeah.
Right? Without being vile like our other Chloe. but, you know, she's one of those that you want to root for because she's had bad breaks.
Yeah, she says she has that sweet side and she doesn't play the victim. She just plays that she's strong and she's had some bad breaks and she's likable.
Yes, she is.
She plays the part well.
Now, is there any character? Is there any character that you would like to see return that you haven't seen yet?
Hmm. to return for them to bring back from the dead?
Well, I don't know if brought back from the dead would, or someone
I liked,
that.
I liked Ben. I thought he was like really coming into his own. What's his name, Robert?
Yeah, Rob Wilson.
Yes, yes. I think he really started, that seems to be when the part gets really interesting and good, then they write them out. I don't know, for some reason or another, especially the last year.
Yeah, I know. Is there, you would have liked it if Ben was still alive and just keeping that wholesome look on him without turning dirty like he did?
Yeah, and because he had it really rough with Clive, and he was trying to get his act together. He didn't have a great childhood, so I was rooting for him.
I was. You know, I would like to see Jordan come back.
Yes, yes, I liked her. And she was getting pretty good, and she left too. I think she's on a nighttime. She's on a cable show, I think.
And
of course, I would love Craig Bond to come back. He's
that would be nice, huh? I would like that too. I would like him to revisit the relationship with Eric and Jennifer, because I think they had something.
Yes.
And I think they could finish it. I would like to see those two back.
And do you remember the interview that we had with him? He really was so just engaging. He was a great guy, yeah.
Oh, the one that Pam and I did just before we heard he left? Yeah. Oh, he was nice.
Yeah.
He was very nice. Yeah. Yeah, it was the day after that we found out he was going to leave.
Yes. He didn't breathe a word.
No.
He just said it was going to be great acting, what was up and coming, and we were looking forward to that. But he's moved on. He's done well. Isn't he on a new Oprah show?
He's on the OWN network now. I think it just premiered.
Yeah.
Queen Sugar.
Yeah. What's it called?
Queen Sugar.
Oh, okay. Well, he deserves it. He's very good. Very, very warm personality. Down to earth.
Yeah.
So many of them, they leave the soaps, and then you just, you know.
And then they come back.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice that they can come back.
Yes. Or they just drift away, and you don't hear from them, or they don't get a break with something else, which is a shame.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Really good daytime actors.
It's tough out there, and some have come from daytime, from prime time, and now it's all together mismatched. They go back and forth because it's all in the business. It's still
trying to find their niche.
They just work harder.
Yeah.
They just work harder in daytime.
Yes, they do. It's a hard grind, that daytime soaps.
Okay, so why don't we wind down for a while? And Miss Lisa, are you still with us?
Yes, David, I'm here.
Okay, honey. What do you have to say for the fans?
I have to say just keep watching. because we love our soaps, and as long as we're watching, they'll still be there.
That's right. Carolyn, what do you have to say?
We got to keep promoting.
Yes. Keep promoting. That is key.
Yeah. Engaging with the people on Facebook or on Twitter. I'm getting a lot of new fans. I just go in and I see anybody that's interested in soaps. I direct message them and keep them engaged. I don't know why they don't call in. I think they get scared.
Maybe
actually,
they don't know.
I have a friend. Her husband's been a soap opera watcher since he was a little kid, and I was talking to him today, and I said, "Oh, you've got to call him." He said, "Oh no, I couldn't do that. Oh no, I'd be too afraid." I said, "Oh,
afraid of we don't bite." I mean,
that's what I said.
I have to tell you this. Lisa knows that I get nervous. Don't you, honey?
Yes, I do.
We all do.
Because putting on something like this, because I'm only the caretaker, I don't own it. So I want to do.
Job, David.
Thank you very much. I feel better. I do feel better about it. It's just, you know, I anticipation makes you crazy because you want it to go the way you want it to go.
And I think it went.
You start overthinking it, and you just, something like this, you never know how it's going to unfold.
I told you we'd rock it, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
We got your back, David. We got your back. It was getting a little testy there when Rob kind of called in a little late. You know, you have to wing it a little bit, and you're hoping.
Yeah.
You're hoping everything connects.
Yeah. It says, because you never know what
confident.
Can happen.
I was confident. Once he said yes, and he received a sincere guy, I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, it's just, I got to tell you, I don't, what I do, I just help out, but this is my first interview without Pam that I've done, because Pam's usually my rock.
Well, you were the rock this time, David, and you rocked it.
Yeah, you rocked it out. Very good. Everything went really well.
And I can't accept the gratitude without thanking my teacher. If it wasn't for Pam, who taught me, I could never do this today.
Well, thank you, Pam. Well, thank you, Pam, for the opportunity just to bring you the show every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
Thank
work.
Thank you,
Pam.
It's a lot of work. It is.
Everybody,
Pam, what do you have to say for the fans?
I agree with Lisa. Keep watching.
Yeah.
Keep chatting on Facebook. Keep chatting on Twitter. And let them know we're watching.
Yeah, and don't let them get away with something. Don't let them slip something by us. Let them know we're watching. Let them know we see it. Let them know we'll continue to watch, but we got you, we see you.
Mm-hmm. It's good. So I guess I'm going to say in 2 weeks, that's generally the thing, 2 weeks from today, but if things turn differently, I will let you know.
Okay, great.
What's the date, David?
Let's see. Today's the 8th, 15th, 22nd. 22nd.
Well, you'll let us know what's within when does Pam want to start promoting? Is it like 3 or 4 days before?
As soon as you hear from me.
Okay.
As soon as I give it to you.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, everybody have a good night. I'm going to sign off now.
Okay.
Okay. Night.
Thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
David.
Yeah, did a great job, David.
Good night.
Go and have a cocktail.
I'm going to.
Celebrate. Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. See you in a couple of weeks.
Have a great weekend. See you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.